Welcome to Branching Out of the Empty Nest. I am your host, Zoanna Price. On this podcast, we discuss health, wealth, relationships, downsizing, taking care of aging parents, and so much more. Any and everything for the new and seasoned empty nester. New shows are released every other week. You can find us on Instagram at Empty Nest Squad. Our website is emptynestsquad.com. And our Facebook platform is Branching Out of the Empty Nest. On today's show, we have a solo show discussing our health. And today we're going to dive into arthritis. So let's get started. So on today's show, we are discussing health. And we did a show earlier that talked about knowing your numbers. If you haven't done it in a while, or you put that sheet of paper aside, I need you to get it out or start a new one. But I need you to track those numbers again. We wanted you to write down your age, your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your height, your weight, your BMI, your normal body temperature, your normal resting heart rate, the circumference of your waist, the date of your last physical, your A1C, and the number of ounces or cups of water you drink each day. So if you don't have those numbers from the first time available, I want you to dig those out when you get a chance and compare those numbers and see if you are making those changes and making those improvements. If not, don't worry. If you forgot about it or just haven't really consciously been changing those numbers or working on any of those things, that's fine. Start today. Start where you are. As we get older, our bodies are going to change, and there's going to be a lot of things that are different. And there are going to be times when we need to go to the doctor to get those things checked out. And there's going to be times when those are just part of life, and it's just a part of aging. It's nice to know when it's normal, and it's nice to know when it's out of the normal, and when you need to go see a doctor. Losing weight seems to be a common denominator with a lot of issues and diseases in the body. So if you just lose weight, that's going to help with the symptoms from that condition in most cases. So if you haven't been tracking your weight, make sure you're tracking it and try to bring those numbers down, because as we get older, we get more comfortable, we're exercising less, and we're gaining weight. And if you're going through menopause, you're just going to gain weight just because. So we have to make sure that we are moving every day. Find something you love to do and just incorporate it into your day. As we get older, some people start having more issues with their joints. And 1 in 4 people suffer from arthritis. Arthritis can be stiffening or swelling. It's usually more prevalent in your fingers, your hands, your wrist and your elbows, your knees, ankles, shoulders, hips, jaws, lower backs. Just your joints have this stiffness, or there could be a pain that's associated with them, or some type of warmth that you get. It could even be redness that you have on your body. If that swelling, if you get swelling and it lasts for more than 3 days, or if you have swelling that occurs more than 3 times a month, or severe difficulty moving a joint, then it's time to go see the doctor about those conditions. There are some other symptoms that are not quite as common that are also associated with arthritis, which I found to be interesting, and you might not have connected the dots. So if you are suffering from fatigue, you have scaly or itchy skin, there are changes to your fingers and your toenails, or you have rashes on your body, you're running a fever, there's unexplained weight loss, or possibly hair loss or thinning, especially around your hairline. Those can also be symptoms of arthritis. So if you have any of those symptoms, you might also want to have a conversation with your doctor about those. The risk of developing arthritis does increase as we get older, but there are plenty of people who get older who do not have any symptoms. And of course, there are always risk factors of whether or not you're going to develop arthritis. Some of the risk factors include if you are overweight or if you have a family history of arthritis. So those are just some things to look out for. So pay attention to your body so that when something's off, you know it's off because it's not the norm. So if you pay attention to your body, if you're good at journaling, that would be great. Notice when these things are happening, when you are in pain, write it down, document it, what was going on, what triggered it, what helped it, so that when you go to the doctor, you can show your doctor your notes. And you have to be your own advocate for your health, especially as you get older, because you're going to spend a lot more time at the doctor. So make sure you're putting your health first so that you know what's going on with your body. And when something changes, you know if it's something natural or if it's something that you need to be concerned about and schedule a doctor's appointment. And again, as I said, losing weight seems to help with a lot of these health issues and to reduce your risk of getting some of these diseases and ailments and conditions. So make sure you're always maintaining a healthy weight, eating healthy, and moving every single day. Make sure you tell a friend about branching out of the empty nest. We have information for and about the empty nester. And you don't have to be a parent to be an empty nester. You could be a neighbor, a teacher, aunt, uncle, grandparent, concerned community member, anyone who's had children in their lives and now those children are grown. This information is also for you. So make sure you subscribe. Follow us on Instagram at Empty Nest Squad. Our website is emptynestsquad.com. And our platform on Facebook is Branching Out of the Empty Nest. New episodes are available every other week. Thank you for taking the time to listen. And until next time, get out there and soar.